Hi, guys. This is Marlon. How are you all doing?
We're all happy to hear your voice.
Good.
Yeah, well, Tim Skyped my desktop, the data, and I was on my laptop, like, playing around with some split testing software that I want to talk about today. So it sounds like we're having a productive discussion here. Before we start, let me just get find out kind of who's on the call. Who do we have on the call today, and where are you calling from?
Nancy Gomez from Maryland.
All right, Nancy.
Mike Patzel from Monte City.
Mike, glad to have you again. Well, Mike and Nancy, okay then. No, it's a joke. Who else do we have?
Jim Fortune.
All right, say your name again.
Jim Fortune.
Oh, hi, Jim. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
And what city are you in, Jim?
Colorado Springs.
All right, cool. Who else do we have? Let me see how many we have on the call. Hold on. All right, so we have 8 people on the call. 3 have spoken up. That's all right. I'll let you, those of you who haven't spoken up, you can go ahead and introduce yourself in a minute. I want to talk a little bit about split testing and some really important things in terms of counting your visitors and so forth, and then I'll take, we'll get updates from everyone. We'll take questions and so forth. So let's talk about something that I'm getting ready to do, which we've done in the past, but I haven't really used the Taguchi split testing. So for those of you who are new, I want to introduce concept. First of all, I'll call split testing and then Taguchi, and we'll drill down a little bit in some things I've discovered. Split testing was traditionally done in direct mail. You'd take 2 letters, and you'd send out half the people letter 1, half the people letter 2, you know, or it was also done in newspapers where you could test, you could run your ad in different zones with different headlines, and that's what John Cables did 30 years ago to split test headlines. But on the Internet, this is accelerated times 100,000 times what they used to be able to do in direct mail. Because what's so awesome about the Internet is I can sit here and test a gazillion variables. But if you do traditional split testing, you try to do that with a whole bunch of variables, it takes a ton of traffic, it takes forever. Well, there's a guy that worked with Japan on statistical processes, you know, in the Deming management method. It's called Taguchi. His last name was Taguchi, and he developed a method called the Taguchi method, which is a method to test a whole bunch of things that we call variables. Variables like a container, it could be anything. So variables could be 7 headlines or 10 headlines. Variables could be testing subheads. Variables could be your offer, the guarantee, bullet points, the opening of the letter, right? All those things can quickly and easily be tested using Taguchi, which is a statistical process that greatly and enormously reduces the number of tests required to get a valid result. So relatively quickly, it can test 30,000 interactions of different combinations. Now, you don't have to be a mathematical genius to figure all of this out, because there's software that will do all the calculations for you and present to the viewer of the web page all of these different combinations, keep track of everything, and at the end, it's magic. So here's the way the deal works. Let's say you create like 10 headlines, 10 subheads, you know, for the headline, and then 10 subheads throughout the sales letter, 10 guarantees, 10 different bonuses, right? Throw all of that into the software, it'll run all the tests for you. And at the end, you know, these were the winning subheads all tested against each other with this headline, this subhead, this guarantee, and this all. This was like the single best combination out of everything. And so it's just an awesome way to increase your conversions. Now, we're looking at increasing our conversions because it's really interesting. We get somewhere in the range. I honestly didn't know that we were still doing this good on traffic. I had my guy in India who I hired through Odesk. You know, I've been talking to you all about outsourcing. Some of you are trying to hire Filipinos. Some of you are probably ahead of me because I've been dragging my feet. But I did hire a guy on Odesk who was doing quite a bit of stuff for me, and last week he got a job. I hate that. got like a real world job, so he's not doing outsourced work anymore. But I had him go through Google Analytics. The thing I don't like about Google Analytics, it doesn't give you a total for all your traffic. So I had to manually go through and add up our visitors every month for the last like 6 months. I found out we've been getting somewhere between 50 to 100,000 uniques for all of our websites combined per month, which is good. That's very good. That's far better than I thought. So I went back, and I'm like, look at our old traffic. We're actually getting more traffic than we used to get when, honestly, I was making more sales. And I'm like, well, what is up with that? And the thing that's happened is our conversions overall are down like half, which just shocked me. And I'm like, what is going on here? And so part of that is the market. You know, some of those products have been around a long time, so they're not converting well. And I haven't kept the sales letters really, really current with current psychology and needs. So we're doing a lot of revamping. In the process of revamping products, we're taking, though, and we're going to work on the sales letters, the conversions, which leads us to split testing, if you're wondering where that's all headed. So the point is, we still got 50 to 100,000 visitors a month. Our conversions aren't overall what they should be. I feel that you need 1% conversions. I feel that you need 1% conversions, at least. If conversions drop below, you should track this. And if your conversions drop below 1%, then you got to do some troubleshooting. And for those of you who are newbies, some of this will be over your head, but for Mike and maybe some of the other people here, this might be useful. Is there's a couple things you got to look at in terms of what your conversions really are. The first thing I found when I dug into Split Test Accelerator, which is one of the software programs we're going to discuss today. When I dug into Split Test Accelerator, it's a thing that does Taguchi tests for you, I found there's a tab called Manage Traffic. When you click on Manage Traffic, you find out that it will highlight in yellow spiders that are coming to your site acting as hits that appear to be visitors but really aren't. They're spiders, and this artificially lowers your conversion count. And so, I found in the forum there, in Split Test Accelerator, there was some JavaScript code you could do something with. I'm not sure. I think you put it on your website or within Split Test Accelerator. We still have to figure it all out. But the bottom line is, it will help get rid of these spiders, because what it will do is not count as visitors traffic that's coming from a source that doesn't have JavaScript enabled. What they found out is most of these bots do not have JavaScript enabled. And so what that means, if you do not count as visitors hits from referring sources, referral sources, that have JavaScript disabled, you'll just get rid of all the bots. Or in Split Test Accelerator, you can manually go through. It'll highlight different bots that it spots in yellow, and you can go through and just click that you don't want to include them in your test results, which is very handy, very handy. Now, we also took a long look. We spent about 3 days this week, Danny did, going through Split Test going through DirectTrack, comparing DirectTrack to Google Analytics. The reason I said we had 50 to 100,000 visitors a month is DirectTrack shows 100,000 visitors a month, and Google Analytics shows 50,000. And that's a big difference. And we're still not really sure why there's a difference. As far as we can see, the tracking on both of them is accurate. And we're just guessing, maybe I got the Google Analytics code on, I don't have it on all my pages or something. I mean, that's a big difference, but the DirectTrack is far, we're doing a test. We're gonna take and put affiliate links on a page that no human being knows about. We're gonna then submit the page to Google and some spiders and see when the bots go there. Do they then, in essence, click on the reseller link and create what appears to be a valid visitor in DirectTrack that's actually a bot? We think this might possibly be happening, but honestly, we don't know. For those of you new who are listening to this call live or by recording, some of you, that'll be over your head. That's okay. You'll learn this stuff as you go along. But you also got to have advanced people on the call, like Mike and some others. So we have to kind of cover it for everybody, right? So the point of this is, you got to know your traffic, got to know your conversion. I was talking about the 1% conversion. The point on the 1% conversion is you have to make sure that you're not counting in your conversions, that you don't have an artificially low number caused by spiders and bots hitting your website. That's the whole point of that. Now, Google Analytics does a real good job of omitting those, but I'm still not sure Google Analytics traffic is everything you need, because we really don't have an explanation of why it's reporting half the traffic that direct track is, unless half of our hits are coming from spiders. I mean, if you got 200 spiders hitting your site 3 times a day, you know, it could boost up artificially your visitor total. So, I don't know if, so hopefully that helps some of you, just that information there. Now, let's drill down a little bit more into split testing. There are two basic programs. Let me tell you some of the programs you can look at for split testing. First of all, your choice is, do you want to pay per month or do you not want to pay per month? There's like Verster, V-E-R-T-S-T-E-R, I think, which is the one that there's a David Bullock is a real well-known. He kind of has the niche of split testing. That's like what he speaks at conferences and stuff. And he got started with Verster, and then I think he moved over. I don't know if he uses KaizenTrack. He did 6 audios that are included as a bonus of KaizenTrack, so I don't really know if he uses KaizenTrack or if he uses Split Test Accelerator. But Verster is one, but that's a monthly fee. So, and there's some other products that charge monthly, but I don't think you need to pay monthly. So that leaves you to a couple basic programs that do Taguchi. Now, there are split testers that do not do Taguchi testing. Those aren't what you want. For example, Armin Warren has one that's a, I don't know, it's a generator, a split test generator or something, but it doesn't do Taguchi. So you really want, I wouldn't want that. You want something, in my opinion, that does Taguchi. We all love Armin, but Armin, it doesn't do Taguchi. So, we like Taguchi because you can do the maximum number of tests with a minimum amount of traffic, and that's what you want because it buys you speed. You know, you get the absolute maximum amount of data in the least possible time. So that leaves you to a couple of the most, to a couple programs, in my opinion, that I've seen that are the most robust, and that leaves you with KaizenTrack and Split Test Accelerator. Kaizen is KaizenTrack, KaizenTrack.com. And a splittestaccelerator.com. Now let's talk about KaizenTrack. Yeah, I got on all of this because yesterday Justin Brooks sent out an email, and Justin did the SEO Lies report that hopefully you've read. If not, type in SEO Lies, Justin Brooks, B-R-O-K-E, Brook, Justin Brook, SEO Lies. It's a $1 report on SEO that I highly recommend, highly recommend. Great one to have your outsourcers do. If you're hiring people the way John Jonas is teaching, have them do the SEO Lies. I plan on doing that. I just haven't implemented it yet. So anyway, Justin sent out a thing that he uses and loves, KaizenTrack. Now, I had ignored KaizenTrack before because, frankly, their support form is just, I don't know how to say this. It's basically a wreck. You know, what I hate, I want to educate y'all about internet marketing. Because some of you poor newbies are like, just don't understand the game. And so I'm going to lay the game out to you, or part of it. What happens in internet marketing is people have vested interest. In other words, they're affiliates for products. And they have a vested interest in the product they're promoting, even if they're not making money directly, still because they're promoting it, they think it's really the greatest thing since sliced bread. They're going to be an advocate of that product. So they have a vested interest because they're making money from people buying the product. So you've got to understand, when you go in a forum, you do not have objective opinions. What you have are opinions from people who all have a vested interest based on the products they're promoting and what they're making money from. So they're going to have, like, if they're a PLR, private label rights person, and they pimp private label rights stuff, and I use the word pimp to mean sell aggressively. I understand some people get annoyed when I use the word. I like the word. In marketing and copywriting, you use things that are from the street. You use a lot of street language because it communicates with emotion. And getting people to buy is about arousing emotions. So you'll notice in my emails and so forth, I use a lot of street language. Some people object to that. Well, there's a reason I use street language, because it evokes emotion, and you learn this when you learn to write copy. So anyway, I use the word pimp. It just means sell or promote, but aggressively, right? So everybody's pimping something, right? Everybody's selling something in forms, in internet marketing forms anyway, you know. Everybody's got three or four products in their SIG line. Even if the post is like, please help me get traffic, and their post is like, I can't get any traffic, right, blah, 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 and then you read their SIG lines, and it's like, mega hits generator, get unlimited traffic, and those are like your SIG lines in a post about how they ain't got any traffic. This happens all the time. So my point is, everybody has vested interest. So in the Kaizen track for it, you had some people just trashing out the product, and like in a manner that you know it's not objective. I'm just trying to educate you about internet marketing. And so when I say you know it's not objective, let me explain why. Like, one person is in there asking highly technical, detailed questions, just like, because they figured the person wouldn't be able to answer them and didn't make them look bad. And I don't know if the person directly worked for another software company. It's a possibility. I don't think so, because, like, Jim Stone at Split Test Accelerator, as far as I can tell, is a real straight-up guy. I don't think he would do that. But, see, I'm sure he's got affiliates. You do not know what affiliates will do. Like, affiliates can just be, like, you have no control over them, right? You have no control. And they didn't even stand to make any money from people buying Split Test Accelerator or some other product. They may have been promoting something else. Who knows? But they had a vested interest. They had a vested interest. And you could just tell by how, like, vicious the post was. I was like, man, this is like a competitor who's just trying to tear this thing apart. So there's some really vicious posts in the forums. There's like two or three people that, like, just tore it apart. And I would have written it off other than Justin Brooks is like a really, really good marketer, really competent marketer, does a whole lot of this stuff. And so, you know, he ain't going to endorse something and say he loves it if it's not good. And so I don't really think David Bullock would allow him to use his audios if it wasn't a good product either. So that's a little education about sometimes what goes on in forums. Having said that, Kaizen Track never, ever, ever even have a forum if you're going to run it like they have their forum. They don't have anybody in there babysitting that forum and really, really on top of posts, and then have like a really negative post in there that's not responded to for a week or 2 weeks or a month. You never do that with a support forum. Just, it'll keep people from buying your product. It's just not a thing to do. If you're a beginner, then I don't, you know, Kaizen Track, on the one hand, is easier to use than Split Test Accelerator, I'll tell you straight up. On the other hand, once I watched the videos with Kaizen Track, then I understood how to use Split Test Accelerator. We had a Split Test Accelerator, but I've never used it right, because honestly, it's the interface, once you understand it, is not clunky. I'm going to explain it to you so it won't, so you'll just get rid of your learning curve. But I didn't really understand how to use it. And it's intimidating at first when you go in there. Once I watched the Kaizen Track videos, I saw, oh, this is how you use Split Test Accelerator. Having said that, in some ways, Kaizen Track's a lot easier for a beginner. On the other hand, Split Test Accelerator is the most awesome forum, and Jim's in there every day giving highly, 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 highly detailed responses to posts. I mean, the guy, for what you spend on the product, I don't see how he's making any money, because the amount of support he gives in the forum, he should be charging like $50 a month for, or more. I mean, he really just goes overboard on it. So, Split Test Accelerator is SPLITTEST Accelerator, ACCELERATOR. Now, Let's talk about pricing. Kaizen Track for the basic version, I think, is like $200. But now the basic version is not WYSIWYG, meaning what you see is what you get. We call it WYSIWYG in internet marketing business. It's not WYSIWYG. So here's what the basic version is, but it's only like $200. On the basic version, it's still easy to use. It's still easier, in my opinion, Split Test Accelerator. On the basic version, you open your sales letter, and it's in a little box over at the left-hand side, all the HTML code. Then you go in, and let's say you're going to test your headline. You highlight the headline with or without the HTML surrounding it, the formatting. I don't think it matters either way. I would just highlight the text, personally. Then you click a little link that says add create split test based on this. You just click the link, and it pastes the text for you in a box over at the right, and then you select which one of the Taguchi split tests you want to run. These are arrays, and I will explain what an array, A-R-R-A-Y, is in just a second. So you click the link, and it pastes it over in the right, in the first box, that's your control, and then it may have three or six more boxes depending on which test you're running, which split test, and then you just type your variations of your headline. Then you go to the next variable, and let's say that one's going to be subheads. So you label it subheads, and you copy the first subhead you want to test over at the left. You click the link, it pastes it over on the right, and then you type in your variations of it. Then you go to your, say you want to test the first paragraph. Copy the first paragraph, hit the link, then over on the right type in 3, 4, 5, 6 different versions of it, and so forth. You don't have to be using an HTML editor. At the end, you just save the PHP, the file, which will be a .php. The file has to be .php instead of .html. Although, I'm actually a little confused on this. I'm having my guy look at it. They have like a JavaScript method where you can use HTML, but I don't know if that works with Taguchi. Blah, blah, blah. Some of their documentation is really not world class. So I'm having my guy like look at that today. I think you got to save the page as .php, which is no big deal. You save it if it's your home page. You just save it as index.php instead of index.html. You upload it. Everything works the same. So that's how Kaizen Track works. It's all like contained within their thing. You open your web page, you do your edits, you write your different variations, you save it, and you upload it. And that's basically it. There's one other thing that are called the goals. For each, when you set the test up, you have to choose the goal page. In other words, if it's opt-in, the goal page is the thank you for opting in page. That's how it tracks conversions. When it hits that goal page and you put the code on there, it goes, oh, that's a conversion. You can also track sales, and for that you got to put the code on the sell thank you page. And then it knows to track a sale. So that's pretty much how Kaizen Track works. Now, Split Test Accelerator, it's not so hard, but it's not quite as user-friendly. The way it works is you like have to open your HTML editor, like Dreamweaver or FrontPage. You copy your headline, and then you paste it into a box in Split Test Accelerator. Then you type in your different versions, and then it gives you a little piece of code that you paste. You then, in your HTML editor, let's say it was the headline, you hit delete on the headline, and then you paste in this little piece of code there that it gives you instead of the headline. Then you go to your subhead, copy the subhead, paste it into the box in Split Test Accelerator, type in your variations, then it gives you a little piece of code that you paste in place of that subhead or first paragraph or whatever. So you got to have two programs open, your HTML editor and Split Test Accelerator. And you got to then paste code back into your HTML editor like Dreamweaver or FrontPage. It's not that hard. But, frankly, when you go in there and you're looking at it first and you're just seeing these boxes, you're just like, what? I really didn't know how to use it. I'm embarrassed to say that. At minimum, if you're going to use Split Test Accelerator, you need to go watch the videos at kaizentrack.com.
because it's the same basic process. It's just in Split Test Accelerator, you got to open the Dreamweaver front page thing and paste code back and forth between the two. In Kaizen Track, there ain't no pasting back and forth. If you open it on the left, you copy it, hit a link, it puts it over on the right, paste the code in there. Now, so in some ways, especially, you know, in some ways, Kaizen Track's easier to use. The problem is, Split Test Accelerator is the best forum in the world, and Kaizen Track has a forum, but it's very, very, very limited, in my opinion. Now, the full-blown WYSIWYG version of Kaizen Track is $500. WYSIWYG meaning you don't have to use the HTML even. You just, it shows it as your regular web page, and then you just highlight the sentences you want to test, the headline or whatever on your web page, click the button, and hopefully it pastes the right code, and you then create your variations of it. I don't really know how good that works. Maybe. That's really the Platinum version. The Platinum version, I supposedly has some other better features. And the Platinum's $500, Split Test Accelerator's $500, so those two are the same price. The pared down version of Kaizen Track, where you're doing it from the HTML code instead of the full WYSIWYG, is $200. And frankly, I don't know how good the WYSIWYG on the Platinum version works. It's not real clear what other features the Platinum version has. It says it has some other features. It's not 100% clear what those other features are, other than you get 6 one-hour audios by David Bullock about split testing, which are very valuable because he's a really great split tester with a lot of experience, and he has no info products that you can buy at that price point. Like, the cheapest thing he has is, I don't remember, but it's quite a bit of money, like a G or two. So that's split testing. That's how you increase your conversions, is you do this split testing. And these are the two best products I know to do it in. So Split Test Accelerator, not as easy to use, paste in the copy back and forth, but drop-dead killer support for him. Just unbelievable support from Jim. Kaizen Track, frankly, easier to use, but very, very, very little in the support for him. Also, you know, I read some things that Split Test Accelerator is maybe a more robust program in terms of all its features. I haven't really compared them apples to apples, so I'm really not confident to speak on that. The other thing is, whichever one you use, pretty much you have to install it. It's a license to do it, so you can, as far as I can see, you can use them on unlimited domains. But you have to install it each time on each separate domain. You can't install it once and use it across a bunch of domains. It's not a hard installation, as far as I know, but you do got to install it separately on each domain. Another issue is a lot of people are doing web pages now using WordPress, and the reason is because Google liked WordPress. I'm surprised at that, frankly, because Google has a vested interest in you using Blogger. And if I was them, I would probably wait. I would favor Blogger pages versus WordPress, but I guess they're being fair about it. So everybody's now using WordPress for web pages, and really HTML is maybe a thing of the past. It's maybe a thing of the past. Because you could do a static front page on WordPress where you choose that you want your front page to be static, so it's basically like a web page. You don't have to show any post on it or anything. You can put the post at /blog or something. /posts. Comments or something. Now, to use the split test, either Kaizen Track or Split Test Accelerator with a WordPress blog, is a little bit tricky because then you have to have another program that allows PHP to be accessed. It's a plugin that allows PHP to execute on a blog. And that gets a little bit more complicated. I'm having my guy look at that today. can be done. But we don't really, I don't know of anyone really doing it yet. It's really not, I haven't seen that much mention of it in the forums. I just ran across, like, this program that would execute PHP in a blog. And then once you can do that, as far as I can tell, you could split test in your blog. So this is how you increase conversions. Now, let me say one other thing about increasing conversions. Some of you, honest to God, need to hire a web designer. You know, I'm all for, Design Dashboard's a very popular product of ours. I'm all for learning to do your own design. You still need to learn to do your own design because if a designer sends something back to you, you need to know how to open a PSD and change the words. You need to know how to do a basic drop shadow, for gosh sakes. You need to know how to add a little gradient to something or do your own button. That's easy, easy. You need to know just some basics of Photoshop, and Design Dashboard does a pretty good job of teaching you that, not full-blown Photoshop, but Photoshop Elements. And there's not that big of a learning curve between Elements and Photoshop. Actually, Photoshop's easier to use than Elements. But having said that, like on my blog the other day, someone posted that they tried everything and it just wasn't working for them, right? And I went and I looked at their website, and God bless them, but number one, you know, hire a graphic designer. And there's plenty of them out there. Again, how do you find them? Well, when you run across web pages you like, you scroll to the bottom and you'll usually see a designer down there. Like yesterday I saw one, Minisite9 with the numbers 911.com, eCover Graphics, I forget how that's spelled, GRFX or something, .com I saw the other day was really good. I mean, I run across these every day. There's no lack of really talented designers out there. I've used Design Guru Ryan. I've used Darren at Graphics Genie is really a talented designer. But, you know, if you look at your site and then look at other sites and your site looks like crap, go hire a designer. For $150, like Minisite 911 for $150 will do all kinds of stuff for you. Some of you just need a designer. Seriously, get a designer. Now, on your copy, the same thing kind of applies. Like, some of you could really use a copywriter. But that's a bit more of a problem because design for $150, $200, you can get quite a bit of design done, $500. Really great copywriting. One of my friends had a sales editor that did 100 Gs in a week off of JV traffic, but he spent $13,000 on the sales letter because I forced him to. I'm like, dude, this thing ain't going to convert. Go hire a sales letter writer. He hired Mike Morgan. He paid him, I think, 13 Gs, something like that. Don't quote me on that because Mike's regular rate may be a lot more than that. He was friends with Mike, so he may have got a discount. Probably did. But even at that, 13 Gs ain't cheap. But he sold 100 Gs, so it was, you know, he's like thanking me. Thank you so much, Marlon. This thing would have never made it unless I hired a pro writer. Now, if you ain't got that much money, plan B is to go to Warrior Forum and hire somebody there for, there's people that do letters there for $500, $1,000, $1,500. You don't get a $13,000 sales letter probably for that money, but you quite possibly get something better than you're writing yourself. Plan C, if you ain't got $500,000, $1,500, you don't want to spend it. Plan C is you go find really good sales letters in your niche. Go to clickbank.com, sharesale.com, pay.com. Look at the other sales letters, print them out, lay them out on the floor, lay yours out side by side on the floor, and compare the length of the letter, compare headlines, compare paragraphs, compare subheads, compare the testimonials, compare the proof, compare the guarantee, compare the call to action, and make yours as good as theirs. You know, that's how it's done. So the person who also said, you know, it just wasn't working, internet marketing just wasn't working for them, they'd tried really hard the last 3 years. You know, God bless them, I think they wrote their sales letter and push button letters, which is a tool. It's a tool to force you to learn a basic structure of a sales letter, but it still requires thought and a brain and work. And the sales letter just wasn't there. It wasn't anywhere near close. And, you know, you got to go find sales letters in your niche that are relatively close, like Total Health Breakthroughs, Agora's letters. We've talked about those on prior calls. You know, you got to find them, study them, print them out, lay yours beside them, and compare them side by side. And that's how you learn to write copy. That's how I learned. Courses are great, but nothing replaces learning to write letters by studying letters that work. And people are always like, well, how do you find letters that work? I don't know what sells. How would I know? Well, go to ClickBank and look at the top gravity products. That's a good start. Or go to great marketers like Agora, Total Health Breakthroughs, EarlyToRise.com, DailyReckoning.com, InvestmentU.com. You know, once you subscribe to a couple of their email lists, believe me, you'll get letters from all of them. You'll have no lack of sales letters from all of their divisions. Buy a few of their sales letters, buy a few of their products, and you'll get, like, world-class copy every day in your mailbox, once or twice. Plus, then everybody else rents their list, so now you'll be getting world-class sales letters from a whole lot of people. You better have a big mailbox. All right, so I've talked a lot. I've talked about knowing your conversions and having a 1% minimum conversion. This is important for AdWords too, because if you've got a $50 product that does a 1% conversion, then you can pay 50 cents a click. If you've got a $37 product with a 1% conversion, you can pay 37 cents a click and break even. If you've got a $100 product with a 1% conversion, you can pay a buck a click and break even. Then you add on force continuity, and you have a profit. Average person stays on force continuity. If it's 3 months, that's $20 a month. That's $60. So for every person that bought at a 1% conversion that you broke even front end, you made $60. Do 10 of those a day, that's $600 a day. Do that 7 days a week, $3,200 a week. There's your 100 G's right there. All right. I've talked a lot. Who has questions or comments on my discussion of traffic, inflated numbers, spiders, split testing software, split testing process, how you do it, why you do it, getting your graphic design up to speed, and getting your sales letter up to speed? These are all critical elements of the game we play. Who has questions or who has comments? Mike, I'm going to start with you because you're probably the most advanced on the call. What's your questions or comments on it? Are you split testing? Yes or no? And if you are or are not, talk to us about it.
Yes on some things, not on all.
All right.
I just do usually more on squeeze pages to bring people in, and it's usually done on an A-B test, not Taguchi.
Yeah, I would do Taguchi, and here's why.
No, I understand why, and I've looked at it. It's the learning curve.
Okay, here, go to KaizenTrack.com and watch the three videos on the page. You will not be scared of split testing after you watch those three videos.
Yeah, now the other thing is the difference you have in your traffic.
Yeah.
Google Analytics uses JavaScript.
Right.
So definitely not picking up the bots if they have JavaScript disabled, because it won't trigger the JavaScript.
Right, right, right. And that may be the difference, Mike. It may be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's a 50% difference, but that definitely is probably a good piece of the difference.
Yeah, and some of that difference, maybe 30% of it, is caused, well, okay, a certain portion of it is caused by cookie stuffing. For those of you newbies, you know, welcome to the deep end. Cookies, I didn't even know what this was till like last year, you know, and I have a successful affiliate program. Cookie stuffing means that people take an image, like a one-pixel GIF. In other words, they create a GIF image in Photoshop, save it one pixel by one pixel. They put it on their website, and they link your affiliate URL to it. So when their page loads, the pixel loads, your affiliate URL loads, but it's not a real person. It's a one pixel image. There are valid uses for this, and if we have time, we'll talk about AdWords Black Book and how John Barker, Mr. X, uses them. I think he has a pretty legitimate use of it. There's also non-legitimate use of it where there's no promotion being done for your product. And like we found one person who's sending us a lot of visitors each month, or we thought. Instead, they're just loading a one-pixel image, and they're never doing any real promotion for our product. I think that's a non-legitimate use because they're adding no value. They're just trying to steal commissions off of other people's efforts, and they're doing nothing at all to promote our product. Truthfully, though, they're not making any sales, so. But it is inflating our stats, and we're aware of that. But some of these other things, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know if a bot spiders a page and there's an affiliate link on the page, and the bot follows that affiliate link, will that register as a unique visitor on that affiliate stats? That's the question. So, Mike, your assignment is to go to KaizenTrack.com and watch all three videos.
Yep, definitely we'll do that.
Especially the middle one. The middle one's the best, but all three are good. And, frankly, they're only 5 minutes long each, Mike, so it's not like these are, you know, 30-minute each videos. They're like 5 minutes each. But, honestly, once I saw those videos, it was all crystal. And I may get KaizenTrack, even though we already have Split Test Accelerator, just because even though it's maybe not even as good as Split Test Accelerator, I'm not sure, but it's so doggone easy to use. It's really easy. I mean, you highlight what you want to split test, you click a link, and then you type in your different versions in the box. I mean, how easy does it get?
Yeah, that sounds relatively easy.
Yeah, there's almost like no learning curve to it. It's really the simplest thing in the world. It's when I saw that, like my eyes lit up. I was like, oh my gosh, that is so easy.
Yeah, I had tried with Google's website Optimizer, which is a Taguchi tester. It's free.
Yeah, it's not Taguchi.
It's brutal. Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not, or I don't believe it's Taguchi. It's just a straight split tester. It's not Taguchi.
No, it separates. You can do multiple tests at the same time.
Yeah, but that's a PHP test. It's a multivariate test, but it's not a Taguchi test.
Oh, okay.
A Taguchi test uses an orthogonal array, which is different mathematical combinations of variables. In other words, I think there's a 3x5 where you have 5 variables, meaning it could be your headline, subhead, guarantee, and a couple other things. 5 variables with 3 variations each. That's called a 3x5. You know, you just can't test any number of variables against any number of variables. It's got to be called this valid mathematical combination. But the cool thing is KaizenTrack does all of that for you. You don't got to worry about it. You just like click which number of variables you want to test, basically. And it'll does everything else for you. If you watch those videos, it'll be crystal. You'll be like, oh my God, that is so freaking easy.
Yeah, and I use PHP on my pages anyhow, so it's not...
Oh, I mean, like, this, it's easy. KaizenTrack is easy enough that, honest to God, I believe newbies can use it. Newbies can use it. The only issue, really, with a newbie using it is in the non-WYSIWYG version where you're opening your letter and you're editing the text in the HTML, you have to dig through the HTML, like, to find your, say, your headline or your subhead. it's really not that hard because you know what your headline says. You just find it. You don't need to edit the HTML. All you do is you just highlight the text. That's all. Just highlight the text that's your headline, click the little link, and it'll paste it over there in a side box, and it'll say you got four variations or however many variations that test has, and then you just type in your variations, and then you go to the next, then you do the next variable, subheads or whatever. It's really very simple. I'm right with you, Mike. The reason I never did Taguchi testing was I just thought it was too darn difficult, and I didn't have time to figure it out.
Exactly. Right now I'm trying to get my VA up and running, the first one here.
We're going to talk about that in just a second. Let me finish out the Taguchi stuff, and then I'm going to get updates from everybody, including your VAs. By the way, Kaizen Track, Mike, is something you could really even give a VA, and then just, like, give them what you want to test and have them put it in there, because it's easy enough that a VA could use it. Now, Split Test Accelerator, I'm not so sure. It's a little bit harder to explain to someone. Who else has a question or a comment now on this traffic thing, the split testing, or hiring designers, or getting good copy done? Who else has a question or a comment?
What is the website for Split Test Accelerator?
That's the website, splittestaccelerator.com.
Thank you.
If you get stuck on that, just type in Jim Stone and split testing, or Jim Stone Taguchi, T-A-G-U-C-H-I. Who else has a question or a comment? Whichever program you buy, I highly recommend that you read the forums in Split Test Accelerator. Jim is just unbelievable at this stuff. He's really, I can't believe the extent he goes through to answer people's questions in the forum. It's just amazing. Who else has a question or a comment? It can be about your graphics. It can be about getting your copy done, or it can be about this whole split testing thing.
Well, this is Nancy. I'll just give you an update. I got an image done for my Newbie Queen site.
Okay.
I'm not terribly – it seemed to take a long time, and I finally went with what they had because I just didn't want to mess – I didn't want to spend any more time on it, so I'm going to use it. But I'm also going to go into Design Dashboard and see if maybe I can do a little stuff, but I'll do that on my own. So,
well, let's talk about that real quick then, Nancy.
Okay.
When you say – that you took a long time or something, what do you mean? Who took a long time to do what?
I had it done by,
Don't say names. Just you had it done by a designer, right,
by
that you
a designer.
Hired?
Yes, yes.
And how long was it taking them?
It only took about a week, maybe a little more.
Okay, well, a week for a designer to do something is not unreasonable.
No, I know it's not. I just tend to be impatient. And
all right. Well, a week for a designer not on your staff to do something is not unreasonable. However, let me say, for $150 to $250 a month, you can hire a designer in the Philippines, you know,
so
full time.
I just paid.
Now they may not be able to do your highest A level graphics like Graphics Genie can, or Design Guru Ryan, but they can sure do B and C level banners and run of the mill bread and butter design and so forth.
Well, this is not a bad image.
Okay.
It's just not
what you wanted.
Yeah, it's just not exactly right. And that's where I always trip myself up. So I thought, okay, it's good enough, you know, like Gary Hall.
Well, yeah, if you want something fabulous, you may have not paid enough money. Like,
I paid $150, so.
Yeah, Design Guru Ryan and Graphics Genie will do that, those A-level graphics. But you also have to pay. I mean, probably, like, I don't know, I'm guessing $350 to $500.
Well, you know, that's okay with me down the road, but right now I'm going to go with what I've got and get it going rather than, you know, slowing
down. Well,
your
graphics are not the crucial part in your conversions.
Exactly.
Your sales letter is. So,
yeah.
You know, I spend that time and money on a sales letter, you know.
Yeah. So that's my update.
Also, the other thing on a sales letter is, let's say you can't afford a copywriter to write the whole letter, have them write the headline in the first page. Because your headline and your first page are like 80% of your results anyway.
Wow. Okay. That's great. Great information.
Well, it's like, yeah, I can't afford the whole letter, but write the headline in page one, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then, you know, you can't muck up the rest of it, but it's not the critical part, because your headline in page one determines people's attitude going into it, whether or not they're going to read the rest of the letter and so forth. That's the critical part of the sales letter, the headline in page one.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Before we go on, though, to updates from Mike and some of the other people, who else has a question or a comment on the split testing, getting graphics done, or sales copy? We got eight people on this call, so let's hear some of the rest of you some of the rest of you silent folks. Don't be shy. Come on.
This is Dale. Can you hear me?
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Okay. I've been listening and taking notes and reinstalling some software on my computer at the same time, so my focus has been split, but I'm enjoying it. I'm really interested in the next section you were going to talk about, because that resonates more with me. Thank you.
Wait, I was going to talk about what?
The next section you said you said to the guy before me that you were...
Oh, yeah, the virtual assistants. All right, well, we'll talk about that in a second. Mike, that's Mike. Who else has a question or a comment? Any of you silent folks, speak up. There's no wrong question or comment. Don't be shy.
This is Jim Fortune.
Hi, Jim.
And I asked the question about the split test accelerator. That was my question. So, I'm also unclear as to why I got invited to this.
You're unclear as to why you got invited to this call, Jim?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got invited to this call for one of two reasons, all right? Either one, you are paying monthly to be on the call, or if not that, then two, we did a when I gave away our free ebook, which is how I sold, I forget, got 191,500 opt-ins, sold my first $1 million. Page two of that sales letter, like the thank you confirmation page or whatever, was a $1 trial of these calls that you're on right now. It's a two-week trial, meaning you're on one, possibly two calls. Thereafter, you're charged per month. If you do not want to be on the calls, right, and you do not want to pay for them monthly, then go to getyoursupport.com, and just tell Tim your name and that you don't want to be charged for the calls, and he'll take care of it. If you do want to be on them, we do this twice a month. I discuss whatever's on my mind, and then I try to get updates from people on the call, and I try to help them get over stuck points, try to help them out, that sort of thing. Is that useful to you, Jim?
No, that's excellent. Thank you.
So I believe you paid $1 to be on this call. There's a chance you have been charged more than that, and if you don't want to be on them or you don't want to be charged, let Tim know, and whatever you paid, we'll give it back to you, even if it's just $1. You know, for the people on these calls, you know, it's funny because we have a lot of people pay for this. You also get a recording of the call, assuming the recordings turn out. We have a little membership area where we have all the past recordings, or a lot of them. And if you don't know where that is, again, just go to getyoursupport.com, ask Tim, and he'll tell you, so you can hear the past recordings of what we've done. We got a lot of members. Only a few show up on the calls. And of the ones that show up on the calls, some of them don't speak up. So it is a way to get a little more personal help than you would typically get from somebody that sold as much as I have online for as long as I have. Normally, they have a whole lot of members, and it's a very impersonal environment. I haven't really done a lot of marketing for this yet. Let me just tell you what the plan is. The plan is we're ramping up pay-per-click. That's going slowly because I have the learning curve just like everyone does, because
our 50 to 100,000 visitors a month is all from organic, from affiliate traffic and organic traffic from the search engines. We plan to go into pay-per-click, and I need a good way to monetize that. And the idea is they go there on the pay-per-click, they download my free book, and then the next page is, oh, try this out for a buck. And if you get an average of 3 months recurring billing at $40 a month, that's $120 profit, which then means I can pay a buck a click and break even, and the people that stick with me then go on to buy other products and services, and I make a profit. So that's the reason we're doing these, and the overall rollout plan, even though it's materialized really slow. It's a great deal for the people on right now, though, because we don't have a lot of people, and you get a little bit more personal help. I'll also maybe talk about things on these calls now, where if we had 1,000 on here, or 500 or 1,000, I might not would talk about some of these things, or I might be more judicious in how I talk about other products or that sort of thing. So is that useful to you, Jim?
Yeah, I also signed up for the Occam Razor conference call leader. So I wasn't sure if this was...
Yeah. Now, let me tell you about that, Jim. I appreciate you bringing that up because I need to send out another email on that. You had two choices. We scratched the program because, frankly, my audience did not embrace it, much to my disappointment, but that's part of testing, right? So you have two options. One is what you paid for that, which is like $100. You can go to get your support, and Tim will just refund your $100. If you want to hang out about another week, we just finished revamping or updating a whole lot of Cash Like Clockwork, and we're given all the group leaders that in lieu of a refund, if they want it, Cash Like Clockwork, which is a collection of about $4,000 of my products, and includes CDs, online versions of all the dashboards, and so forth. So it's most of what I have that I sell. So it's about, $3,000 or $4,000 of stuff. We're just giving that to everybody because I so appreciate the people who signed up for the group program as leaders that I want to do something really, what I think is spectacular. On the other hand, if you just as soon have your $100 back, just go to GetYourSupport.com, tell Tim, and you'll get your $100 back. Is that fair, Jim?
For $100, the ROI on that is kind of small.
I'm sorry, for $100 what, Jim?
Your ROI is kind of small.
Oh, I agree. I this is my second time to try the small group thing, Jim. It's my second time for it to not work. I'm still determined to make it work. I really feel the small groups, that there's an angle that will make it work. I've got two more in mind. I know one other marketer has already copied the concept in another niche and is trying out their version of the small groups, but they're hiring a company that professionally does small groups to do it. I'm going to watch that and see how that turns out. And then I have one other idea on how to do them, but it would it's a completely different approach than what I did. So I do really feel there's potential in small groups. I also feel I don't have the right angle yet because, I didn't promote it the world's best, Jim, but I promoted it fairly strong. And my audience, my customers, really were not interested, much to my dismay and, frankly, to my surprise, because I thought we would have at least, have 40 or 50 people see the value in it, and they just flat out did not. So that's straight up the story on it. So anyway, Jim, you got two choices. You can get your $100 back. Or we just finished these updates. We're sending out part of Cash Like Clockwork is CDs. Probably be, I'm guessing 5 or 10 CDs. And then the rest of it will just be digitally accessed online. Includes all my dashboards, includes a bunch of other stuff. So you can have whichever one of those you want, just out of my appreciation for signing up to be a group leader. Who else has a question or a comment today on traffic, split testing, copywriting, conversions, and so forth, before I go to Mike and get a little bit of update from him? Who here would like to speak up? Anyone else?
Don't be shy. Are you stuck? Do any of you have a stuck point you need some help with? All right, Mike, I guess you're up then. Let's hear about your virtual assistant. How many hours are you getting them? Did you get them from the Philippines or some other country? Give us the scoop on it.
Okay, I'm following John Jonas's stuff. So
all right.
It's somebody from the Philippines.
Yep.
It was, I used his stuff and a combination of his stuff and stuff that I own, because...
Right.
On the blog thing to get it up and going.
Okay.
I found that I got... You have to post on that job board, and I got about three people, two of which were part-time. I wanted somebody full-time.
Yes.
For my first person.
Right.
Okay, I did not want somebody just to do articles or correct. Something like that. So I wanted somebody full-time, and I had a couple people that wanted part-time, and I had two people
yes.
that wanted full-time, and I replied back to both of them, and one answered, and one came back 4 days later. So I hired the one that answered
okay.
right away.
Right.
I've given her the training that he has. She's
right.
And I'm following his process, which is the first project is to get everything together for a WordPress blog.
Correct.
I gave her a topic. Said, give me some keyword. Follow the videos. Do the keyword research. Send me the keywords, and send me three suggestions. Go here, and I gave her a place where she could go check domain names. I said, and send me three choices for domain names.
All right.
And so she did. We went through that part. I bought the domain, threw it up on my server, sent her the information, and said, "Okay, here's my WordPress Made Easy product. This will show you how to put a blog up. I want you to install a WordPress blog up there." And now we're in the process that she's starting to put content up there.
Now let me ask you this: Was that put up on HostGator, where it's a fantastic one-click installation of WordPress, or was it on another server?
No, it's on my dedicated server.
All right. So did she have to set up...
It has Fantastico, but I told her not to use Fantastico.
Oh, did she have to set up the MySQL database name and table?
Yeah, she had to do the whole thing, yeah.
And she did it?
And she did it with the instructions I gave her. So she didn't have to go search for anything, but
I may use that. So you have a WordPress Made Easy product that covers the installation?
Yeah, it goes through that. It has the videos that will walk you through creating a database and installing the blog. And
very nice.
And a book on how to FTP and stuff like
yep.
that, too. So there's reference materials. Because I have that, it's easier for me to give her that than to...
All right.
I mean, there's a lot of free information out there too.
Sure. Now,
you could get that. I did not. I don't like Fantastico because it's too easy to be hacked. I've been hacked. I've been through that. I'm real fussy on.
I didn't know that.
Well, they use the same basic things, and they call the database the same, so it makes it easier for people.
Oh yeah. All right. Well then, now how much are you paying her?
I'm paying $250 a month.
Okay.
Okay.
And what city is she located in?
I think it's Duvet, if I remember
Duval.
Correctly.
All right. Yeah, a lot of the really good outsourcers, for some reason, I do not know why, maybe it's the internet, the ability to get internet. A lot of them are in Duval, which is spelled, for those of you who don't know Philippines, D-A-V-A-O, I believe. All right, so you got someone in Duval. That's good. This sounds like a really great person you found, Mike.
Yeah, I've been happy so far, and like I said, at this point, probably the end of this week, as soon as I get her up, actually there was a product just came out today from that I'm promoting, but I've been through the product. It's a video thing that was ideal to be at. It's kind of like the product that What's-Her-Name had last week, John Jonas's buddy, the $3 a day times 700.
Right.
It's the same type of product. It's basically and it's similar to what Justin does.
Who's the product? Who's the person?
It's Susan Luke.
Oh, yeah? L-U-K. What's it called?
Video Cache Explosion.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. Let me write that down. Video Cache Explosion.
Yeah, what it is she basically does, she has software that will create a one-page website, and what it is she has a script for a video. She goes through how to find a product on ClickBank, then edit this script, and then create. She gives you a PowerPoint that you have to make like three edits to, and you basically do a PowerPoint video.
Really? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, then her software will take, so you create that as a flash video in Camtasia, then you take her software, does keyword research through Google. I'm actually going to use, I like Market Samurai, so I'll have Joan do it with Market Samurai to find our keywords for a product.
Now, well, that sounds awesome. I used Market Samurai last week. One of my friends uses it. I hadn't really used it before. I didn't quite get it, the value of it. What do you like about Market Samurai? Why do you like it?
I like it that I can find some keywords and set the parameters relatively easily.
All right.
When you're digging down, so when I'm digging down, I can find the keywords that I can own easily that get enough traffic. So I can set minimum traffics, and I can set maximum competition.
Okay.
And sort those immediately, and then I can also, once I find those keywords, I can go look at each keyword in there and see what my competition is in the top 10. Because it'll show me how old the domain is. It'll show me how many backlinks they have, whether they've submitted to various to different places, you know. So you can see is that keyword in their domain, but it has like 10 or 12 different categories, and you can see if this is somebody that you're not going to budge, period, or if this is a place where you can hit the top 4 or 5 relatively easily.
Right.
So it's a great research tool that way, so that when you're picking your keywords that you're going to focus on, it just allows you to go a little deeper than just using like Google or even like Word Tracker or Keyword Tracker,
right,
all of which I've used at different times, because you're not looking at just there. You can actually look at your competition. You can also pull and check your competition for articles and stuff if you're article marketing. Because you can take the keyword and you can pull blog posts and articles that are showing for that keyword. And you can see how many backlinks they have, and you can see there again how competitive it's going to be to get your articles out there.
Fair enough. I like that, Mike.
If you're looking to do bump style marketing, there's an awful lot of information there that you can dig through in a half hour, 45 minutes, and come up with words that you know you can compete on.
Well, if you can train your VA in that, you're going to have a real machine going.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking at, is that this is the ideal thing, that basically she can just send me the script, I can do the video, and give her the video and let her run the software. I mean, her software does have keyword research in there, and she gives you some ideas, and then she goes through all the promotion stuff. And her stuff, a lot of it is, it's mainly bum marketing style. It's articles.
Justin Bricks and John actually have people in the Philippines do the videos and everything too.
Yeah. Well, I may get to that point, but I mean, to start, I'd like to.
Yeah, to start. Yeah, of course. But eventually, you can probably have the whole thing outsourced.
Oh yeah, I'd like to have the whole thing outsourced. But it's just, okay, find a new, as soon as you get one up and running and it makes X amount of dollars, just move to the next one.
Sure. Well, that's what Joe Peterson, the $3 a day, 700 times guy, is, I'm not going to say he's a close friend of mine, but, you know, he flew in once with his partner because they wanted to market one of my dashboards.
And, you know, when he flew in, that's when he, you know, showed me all his pictures of his yacht or boat. I think it's a yacht, and all their toys and so forth. And, you know, we talked about the traffic. So I knew he was real. And I had a long conversation with him the other day, just kind of about how he does his stuff. But that's just Joel's whole system, really, is he finds something that just makes a little money, literally, even, like you said, $3 a day, and then he just scales it to unbelievable proportions. He was making 25, he had somewhere, I don't know the exact number, between 25 to 100 people. When he was here, he told me 100. The other day, he told me 25, so the truth was probably somewhere in between. People doing his AdWords, AdSense business in India, and that business did 25 G's a day on AdSense. It was AdSense arbitrage. I mean, he was like the big AdSense arbitrage success story. But, you know, he scaled that same program he's honestly using on his AdWords now, just tweaked a little bit differently. He still does it for his content network AdWords. It's the same basic software, just tweaked. But it's the same idea. He, you know, we just get something that's profitable, and he hires people outsourced overseas and then just scales it.
Yeah, and that's basically what I'm looking at, is that this would be an ideal.
Yep, I agree. I agree.
There. And my next one I want to look for, the second person I want, is I want somebody that can do PHP programming.
Yeah, now you're going to have to pay probably $450 for them.
Yeah, I figured that's going to cost me more.
Yeah. To get somebody good, probably $450 is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, so, but I have enough need for somebody with that's scalable for another project I'm working on with offline people.
Right.
That,
all right. Now, I have a question for the other people on the call. Did this conversation with Mike give any of you any ideas or any insights, and do you have any questions? Anyone?
This is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
It was interesting what he was doing, and for me it was also interesting that you mentioned Joel somebody or other.
Peterson,
okay, at his $3 a day times 700,
right,
whatever the number was.
Right, $3 a day.
That was an interesting concept.
Yeah, I mean, the $3 a day is pocket change for Joel. He really just did, you know, he replicated that 700 times with, I think he has a few Filipinas that work on that. He really just did that so he'd have a product to sell. You know, or that's my opinion on it, because let me just explain it this way. The reason Joel flew in here originally, and the reason I met him and his partner, he has a partner, or at least in some of his businesses, is they wanted to move 5,000 units of one of my dashboards a week. So, I mean, Joel plays the game at a very high level. And so he really, in my opinion, just did the $3 a day to show people, you know, that here's something practical you can do that you can scale up. The service I think he's doing for everyone, though, is really showing them that you don't got to do 700 things. You need to do one thing 700 times or more.
Right. It's,
you know,
a rinse and repeat kind of philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, his AdWords account, now I didn't ask him what he got in January and February. I'm sure the numbers are very similar, but I did see the video from October of his Google AdWords account when he got, you know, just last October, 23 million clicks on AdWords, Google AdWords, and I'm sure he's still doing numbers fairly much in that ballpark. And the reason he's doing that is he has three people full-time in India who just work on his AdWords. Okay, he has six total, but three of them just do keyword research full-time. All they do all day long, every day, is find more keywords that he then plugs into his AdWords content network system. You know, he's got one thing that works, and he just scales it up with outsourcing. Now, for that business, he also, by the way, had custom software written. If you're going to scale up AdWords at any kind of scale, you're probably going to have custom stuff written. Probably on the organic SEO side to some degree, because every time anyone starts using a particular software on a large scale, you know, Google will kill it. The ideal thing is like what Mike just talked about. It's a software program, something that'll do something, but, you know, it's a launch, but not a gazillion people bought it. It's not like Frank Kern and the whole syndicate was out there promoting it, you know. You know, it's kind of a niche thing. That's probably going to last a long time because it'll never really even make it on Google's radar.
Mike's comment about Fantastico was also interesting, and it was something that I noticed that on every install that I've ever done on Fantastico, it always creates the same format of SQL database, and I wonder if that was hackable somehow on a system, which I guess it is.
Yeah, I thought that was a valuable insight, Mike. I did not know that. Did not even think of that. I mean, we don't use Fantastico because my server, I have dedicated servers and we're on Intim, so they don't have Fantastico. So, and I have a PHP programmer on staff, so he just did it himself. But I'm glad you said that because I didn't know that. You know, that's good information. Who else is it? Nancy, did you have any questions or comments about anything Mike talked about? I don't know if Nancy's still on or not. Yeah, it's getting a little bit late. We got to wrap this up. Before we close up today, did anybody else have questions or comments? This is like your last chance to speak up.
This is Dan in North Carolina.
Hi.
I appreciated hearing that the Taguchi split testing stuff is way beyond where I am. So this latter part was very helpful. I appreciate getting a little more stuff that I can think about how I could use it. So thanks.
Well, if you go to KaizenTrack.com, you might be surprised how easy it is to use the Taguchi. But I don't know if you've been through our back audios in the members area. We have some that are a lot more basic than today's call. You know, I have to cover things for both beginners and advanced, but I do have some calls where especially like two or three calls ago, we worked on Nancy's business and really drilled down in detail just on building a business really from scratch. And so if you're new to this, you know, go back through some of those back audios, and I think you'll find there's a lot of gold in them. But yes, you know, get one thing that'll make you some money, and then scale it up. Do it 700 times. Outsource it to the Philippines or wherever. You know, some of my friends are using Odesk. It's an easy way to get started in outsourcing because you don't have to hire them full-time. The problem on Odesk is, like, my guy, you know, got a job or something and quit. You know, they're looking for jobs, and so you go through this learning curve, and all of a sudden they disappear. That's why it's to your benefit just to hire someone full-time so you are their job. You know, that way you go through the learning curve once, and then they're with you. All right, everyone, I want to say thanks for being on this call. I hope all of you got something useful out of it that you can put to use in the next couple weeks. This call, when it comes in a couple days, will be posted in our private members area. And I will see everyone on this call in 2 weeks. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Marlon.
Thanks
for the testing. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.